Welcome to Target Field in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Marcus Semien. Batting second. The second baseman, Jurik Sunprofar. Batting third. The first baseman, Matt Olson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mark Kenha. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ramon Laureano. Batting sixth. The designated hitter, Chris Davis. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Robbie Grossman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Hermann. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Chad Pinder. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chris Bossett. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Max Kepler. Batting second. The shortstop, Jorge Polanco. Batting third. The designated hitter, Nelson Cruz. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Eddie Rosario. Batting fifth. The first baseman, CJ Cron. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Marwin Gonzalez. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Luis Ariz. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Miguel Sano. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jason Castro. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jake Odorizzi. And now, play ball. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Semien hits a drive into left field. That ball is gone. A solo home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jurik Sunprofar is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Profar softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Profar is out. One out. Matt Olson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Olson strikes out swinging. Two outs. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Kenha hits a line drive, base hit into left field. Ramon Laureano is at the plate with a count of 3-2. That is ball four. Laureano is on with a walk. Kenha moves to second. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Davis hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Kenha scores. Laureano moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Robbie Grossman is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Grossman hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Grossman is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Kepler hits a ground ball towards first. Olson fields it and makes the out, unassisted. One out. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Polanco hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Polanco is safe at second with a double. Nelson Cruz is at the plate with a count of 3-2. That is ball four. Cruz is on with a walk. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Rosario hits a pop-up beyond short. Semien gets back and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. CJ Cron is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cron hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Cron is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chris Hermann is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hermann hits a line drive towards the mound. Odorizzi makes the catch for the out. One out. Chad Pinder is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Pinder hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Pinder is out. two outs. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Semien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. That is ball 4. Semien is on with a walk. Jurik Sunprafar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Semien. The throw from Castro, and he's caught stealing. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Marwin Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive deep towards center. Laureano makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Ariz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ariz hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Ariz is out. Two outs. Miguel Sano batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. That is ball 4. Sano is on with a walk. Jason Castro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Castro hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Sano moves to second. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kepler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kepler hits a ground ball towards first. Olsen has it, but then juggles the ball. Kepler reaches on the error. Sano scores. Castro moves to third. Kepler is on first. It's 2-1, Athletics. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Polanco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Polanco hits a fly ball towards right. Kenha is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jurik Sunprafar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Prafar is 0-for-1 in the game. Prafar hits a short pop-up towards first. Cron makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Olson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Olson is 0-for-1 in the game. Olson hits a ground ball towards first. Cron fields it and makes the out, unassisted. Two outs. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kenha is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kenha hits a pop-up towards third. Sano makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Nelson Cruz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cruz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cruz is hit by the pitch. Cruz is on first. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rosario is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosario hits a line drive towards first. Olson makes the catch for the out. One out. CJ Cron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cron is 0-for-1 in the game. Cron strikes out swinging. Two outs. Marwin Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a drive into right center field. That ball is gone. Cruz scores. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Luis Ariz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ariz is 0-for-1 in the game. Ariz is hit by the pitch. Ariz is on first. Miguel Sano is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sano is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sano hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Sano is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ramon Laureano is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Laureano is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Laureano hits a ground ball into center field. That will be extra bases. Laureano is safe at second with a double. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive deep towards right center field. Kepler is there to make the catch. One out. Robbie Grossman batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Grossman is 0-for-1 in the game. Grossman hits a line drive deep towards right center field. Gonzalez is there to make the catch. Laureano moves to third. Two outs. Chris Hermann is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball towards left. Rosario makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Castro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Castro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Castro hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kepler is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kepler hits a line drive deep towards left center field. Grossman is there and makes the catch. One out. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polanco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Polanco hits a fly ball towards center. Laureano makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelson Cruz is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cruz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Cruz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Chad Pinder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pinder is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinder hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Pinder is out. One out. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Semien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Semien hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Semien is safe at second with a double. Jurik Sunprafar is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Prafar is 0-for-2 in the game. Prafar strikes out swinging. Two outs. Matt Olson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Olson is 0-for-2 in the game. Olson hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Semien scores. It's Athletics, 3, Twins, 3. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kenha is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kenha strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rosario is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosario hits a line drive, base hit into center field. CJ Cron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cron is 0-for-2 in the game. Cron hits a ground ball to short. There's the throw to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Marwin Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gonzalez hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Gonzalez is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ryan Harper replaces Jake Odorizzi as pitcher. Ramon Laureano is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Laureano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Laureano hits a drive into left field. That ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Chris Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Laureano scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Robbie Grossman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grossman is 0 for 2 in the game. Grossman hits a ground ball towards second. Ariz throws to second to get Davis. Grossman is on first. One out. Chris Hermann is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. There goes Grossman, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Hermann strikes out swinging. Grossman moves to second. Two outs. Chad Pinder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pinder is 0 for 2 in the game. Pinder hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Grossman scores. It's 5-3, Athletics. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Semien is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Semien hits a fly ball towards right. Gonzalez is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Ryan Buchter replaces Chris Bosit as pitcher. Luis Ariz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ariz is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ariz hits a fly ball towards left. Grossman makes the catch for the out. One out. Miguel Sano batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. That is ball 4. Sano is on with a walk. Mitch Garver pinch hits for Jason Castro batting 9th. Mitch Garver is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Garver hits a line drive deep towards left center field. Grossman is there and makes the catch. Two outs. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kepler is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kepler hits a fly ball towards left. Grossman makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tyler Duffy replaces Ryne Harper as pitcher. Mitch Garver moves from pinch hitter to C. Jurik Sunprofar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Profar is 0 for 3 in the game. Profar hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Profar is out. One out. Matt Olson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Olson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Olson hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kenha is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kenha hits a ground ball towards third. Sano throws to second to get Olson. Kenha is on first. Two outs. Ramon Laureano is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Laureano is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. Laureano strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jorge Polanco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Polanco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Polanco hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Polanco is out. One out. Joakim Soria replaces Ryan Buchter as pitcher. Nelson Cruz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Cruz hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rosario is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosario hits a pop-up, foul, off the third baseline. Pinder makes the catch for the out. Two outs. CJ Cron is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cron is 0-for-3 in the game. Cron hits a fly ball towards center. Laureano makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Blake Parker replaces Tyler Duffy as pitcher. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis strikes out swinging. 1 out. Robbie Grossman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Grossman is 0-for-3 in the game. Grossman hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Chris Hermann batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hermann is 0-for-3 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive towards first. Cron makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Marwin Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gonzalez hits a line drive deep towards right center field. Ken Ha is there to make the catch. 1 out. Luis Ariz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ariz is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ariz hits a ball towards short. Semien can't make the play in time. Ariz gets a base hit. Liam Hendricks replaces Joakim Soria as pitcher. Miguel Sano is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sano is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Sano strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Mitch Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Garver is 0-for-1 in the game. Garver is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Zach Little replaces Blake Parker as pitcher. Chad Pinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Pinder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pinder strikes out swinging. 1 out. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Semien is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Semien hits a fly ball into right center field. That ball is in the gap. Semien rounds second base and makes it to third with a triple. Jurik Sunprofar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Profar is 0-for-4 in the game. Profar hits into a ground ball double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Chad Pinder moves from third baseman to second baseman. Matt Chapman replaces Jurik Sunprofar as third baseman batting second. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kepler is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kepler strikes out swinging. 1 out. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Polanco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Polanco hits a fly ball towards left. Grossman makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Nelson Cruz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Cruz hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Cruz is out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Target Field in Minneapolis.